Good Thursday morning, 6:20 on the ticket. Coming up in 20 minutes, wireless microphone fun out at Fan and Tree Farm yesterday. Gordo's dream came true. He stepped in a big bear trap on purpose. And you'll hear that audio coming up here.
I hate it when I step in a bear trap. I hate it when I get into a conversation with someone and something uncomfortable comes up. It hurts me. Hurts my heart.
The only time you're happy during a wireless segment is when you unearth personal trauma.
That is not true. You're the one who gets glee out of that.
No. I get glee out of watching you get glee out of somebody telling you about something awful in their life.
All right, 6:40, we'll hear that.
Right now, it's the Observation Deck brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
There's a couple stories that I've been failing to do. Wished I'd gotten around to. Just little quick hits, little fun things. There was a prolific Walmart shoplifter that was finally caught after stealing more than $20,000 worth of stuff. This guy was caught on surveillance footage. He was stuffing an empty trash can full of other goods and then just scanning the trash can at the self-checkout aisle. This happened in Gainesville. And it's called the banana trick. Have you ever heard that?
No.
I always thought that was something vulgar. But the banana trick apparently is when you go through the line and you got something expensive that you've hidden and you just check out with a banana that's some point of purchase kind of product that's sitting up by the register and you just scan that. And you only pay for that. And I remember this when I was in high school. A buddy of my brother's worked up at the grocery store, the local grocery store. And he worked in the section that had the watches and the electronics. And like grocery stores used to have an electronics section, mm-hmm. which seems strange. And so he would ring you up. He would just, I can't tell you how many hundreds of thousands of dollars this guy let us all the friends have when he'd check you out and he, you know, hey, you want that? Hey, get that watch right there. I'll ring it up as a pencil. But I think that was also when the checkout process was just the sticker that was like the adhesive sticker that was on the item. There was no scanning a UPC
right.
or anything. It was just that manually putting in what was on the sticker, which in the few times when I've traveled, like on my motorcycle and I'll be in a small town and I go into a little, you know, general merchandise shop and they still use the old technology of the price gun, the sticker gun that puts the price on the can of peanuts or whatever. It seems so Little House on the Prairie to me.
They probably put it over the barcode because the barcode is of no use to them.
I don't need that.
They just use the sticker gun that prints the price on it. Anyway, but this Walmart shopper had done this banana trick to get $20,000 worth of goods. But the reason that this stopped everyone down was because of his name, his official name in the arrest records. Speedy Gonzalez.
Really?
Yes.
His official first name was Speedy.
Yeah, Speedy Gonzalez. He was named after the mouse in the Warner Brothers cartoons. Which, am I remembering this correct, or is this urban legend, that the Speedy Gonzalez cartoons were canceled, like they wouldn't show them anymore because they felt it was full of offensive stereotypes? That it portrayed all Hispanic people as being fast mice. And so they stopped replaying them, and then they brought them back after complaints from Hispanic watchers, viewers. They're saying, wait, we love these cartoons. What are you
hilarious.
Doing? You're taking them out. It's more white people thinking for us here.
Not only bring back Speedy Gonzalez, but his cousin Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Yeah, he did have a cousin named Slowpoke Rodriguez, who was real thin,
yeah.
stooped over, hunched over.
Talked really slowly.
Anyway, looks like the items that Speedy Gonzalez was stealing was nicotine products.
Off.
Nicotine gum and diabetic test strips.
Off.
So, I don't know how well things are going for Speedy Gonzalez. The Oscars have mandated that voters on Oscar winners actually watch all the nominated movies. Did you know that up until now, you didn't even have to watch the movies? It was just recommended that you watch the movies.
What?
Yeah.
And you're voting on them.
Yeah, you're voting on them.
That's crazy.
And because Oscar ballots are anonymous, you know, a lot of the members of the Academy confessed because they felt empowered when enshrouded in anonymity. Hey, guys. To confess that they didn't get around to watching some of the nominees. And they would end up voting on... I saw one of them. That's the one I vote for.
Yeah.
So the ones that were winning were just the ones that people watched. And oftentimes it would be the shorter of the movies that were in that category because people wouldn't want to sit down for a long movie.
You know, I'm kind of offended by that, but now that I think about it, does everybody with a Heisman Trophy vote watch all the games? No.
Well, no.
Uh-oh, George is defending this.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying you can't watch every college football game.
No, but I wonder how many even do a deep dive into the stats or highlights.
Yeah.
There have to be some who just, who's everybody's favorite? Okay, I'll vote for
him. I know
him.
That name the most.
Who's from my school? Okay, I'll vote for him.
The Academy also ruled on the use of generative AI tools, and they said, it's okay, you can use AI. It neither helps nor harms the chances of nomination, and we shouldn't take that into account. And, you know, in this year's Oscars, we had... Who's that blowhard who got up there and did the long acceptance speech for
Adrian
Best Actor?
Brody.
Yeah, Adrian Brody. Ugh. For The Brutalist, and it was one of the movies that used AI to enhance his accent, his Hungarian accent. They used it on him and I think the female lead in that movie, Felicity Jones. She was nominated for Best Supporting Actress. But they used AI to give them those accents. So when you're using AI for the actual performance...
Yeah.
And then he's winning Best Actor.
That doesn't seem right at all.
It does seem a little bit strange, but okay.
Have you seen one of the recent gemstones and they're using AI to make John Goodman look 25 years younger?
Yeah.
That's AI.
Oh, that's how they're doing that?
That's not makeup.
Right.
It's got to be AI.
Yes, they de-age people.
Yeah.
They started doing that.
Wow, that's incredible.
5-6 years ago.
I didn't think about that.
It's mesmerizing. I can't stop looking at his face when he's on camera.
Because he doesn't look like a dried ball sack, which he usually looks like.
Well.
Whoa.
I mean that. I mean, no offense by that. But you didn't hear the rest of what I was saying. I meant no offense.
You had nothing else to say. And that makes sense on the Oscars. Because these horse hockey movies that aren't very good.
Hockey movies. Were you from the 1930s?
And movies like Idiocracy, Nutty Professor, Hot Rod never win.
Yeah, those are never going to win, George.
I've always maintained Eddie Murphy should have won Best Actor for Nutty Professor.
Absolutely.
Playing 10 different roles.
Hercules! Hercules!
Brilliant in all of them, but they won't give it to a comedy actor for some reason.
That dinner scene is one of the greatest scenes in movie history.
Absolutely.
When was the last time a comedy won Best Picture?
Never. I mean, maybe did a Woody Allen comedy win it or something like that, which doesn't even really count.
Yes, Annie Hall. It's like, why? I don't even understand. Oh. You beautiful woman. It's,
It has to be an artsy comedy, probably, to even be considered.
Yeah.
All right, giant discovery. A colossal squid has been filmed alive in the ocean for the first time in 100 years since its discovery.
Squidward!
No, not Squidward, just a colossal squid. They discovered this in 1925, this species of colossal squid. And so far, only 8 adult specimens have been reported. It is the largest, most elusive of mollusks. I thought you had to have a shell to be a mollusk.
Yeah.
But it's been filmed live in its natural environment. This happened on a recent expedition near the Antarctic South Sandwich Islands.
I want to go there.
My sandwich just fell apart.
You want to go to there?
Yeah, I want to go to South Sandwich.
Well, you can get sandwiches around here. Why do you need to go to the island?
I bet they're better there.
I don't think, because they were invented there.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they U.S. property, the Sandwich Islands?
You damn straight they are.
If they're not, they ought to be.
That's right. We're going to take over them in Greenland.
Yep.
It was filmed headed by a remotely operated underwater vehicle that caught footage of this 2,254 feet below sea level.
Wow.
It was a juvenile colossal squid. They were able to look at it and see that it was a juvenile squid.
1, 2.
Because it was wearing a Sabrina Carpenter t-shirt.
And yeah.
Looked like it had been thrifting. But it was identified by its transparent skin, round fin shape, and 8 arms. Don't they all have 8 arms?
Yes, that's how you identify them.
Yeah. Well, I know, but they... So it was discovered in 25 when they found a head and 2 arms in a sperm whale's stomach. Creature that we need to change the name of. Should we update it to make it more vulgar, the sperm whale?
No.
Go with more slang there? No. Imagine how shocking that would be. Looking down and reading that. They are estimated to grow at least 23 feet in length. A squid that's 23 feet.
You said it was discovered when they found a head and 2 arms in a sperm
inside
whale?
Inside a sperm whale's stomach. So the sperm whale swallows.
Okay.
What?
But how did that help them discover this giant squid?
Let it breathe.
Well,
just
they
a
discovered
bit.
That's when they discovered it in 1925, when they discovered this species.
Oh, the species, not this specific one.
Yes, this specific one was caught by a underwater robot.
Okay, they didn't know this species existed until
1925.
Cut open the sperm whale's tummy.
Because they were always sawing open sperm whales back then.
Okay.
It's the heaviest invertebrate on the planet. It can weigh up to 1,100 pounds.
Wow.
The colossal squid. And so now we actually have filmed one. This is the first time we've had high-res photography of a colossal squid.
Ticket stock?
Gosh, how big is the tank we'd have to build for that?
Pretty big.
Yeah.
We could do it. The Plano Center's big.
Let's get Pete out there protesting us because we put it in a little bitty aquarium. And we just get a PetSmart. Something small.
Bingo. PetSmart.
Yeah. I've never said PetSmart before on the air.